Now look at three people and tell them, you're blessed and highly favored of God. You are blessed, 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 and highly favored of God. We just praise God for your being here today. Glory to God. If you would turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I want to speak to you today on what does Easter mean? What does Easter mean? You know, Jesus Christ was born in a manger to die on a cross. He was God's gift to fallen humanity. He lived a perfect, sinless life. Therefore, he was a perfect, sinless sacrifice. He went about doing good, the Bible says, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He opened blinded eyes. He cleansed the leper. He healed the lame. He raised the dead. He opened deaf ears. He healed the sick. He offered forgiveness of sins to the whole world. But he was rejected by his own people, and he was condemned, and he was crucified on an old rugged cross. He was buried, but he rose again on the third day, according to the scriptures. In my text today, Paul mentions an unthinkable thing. The unthinkable thing that Paul mentions is this. Suppose that Jesus is still in the grave. 1 Corinthians 15 and 12. Apostle Paul said, now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain, and your faith is vain also. Verse 15, yea, we have found false witnesses of God, because we have testified that God raised him up, raised Christ up. Whom he raised not up, if so be the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is Christ not raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins. Now look at verse 20. I love this. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. The Apostle Paul mentions an unthinkable thing here. Suppose there is no Easter. My subject, what does Easter mean? Let us pray. Father, we praise you. We thank you for the resurrection power that we have already experienced here. We thank you for your presence. Jesus, that you're alive, that you're the same yesterday and today and forever. We thank you that in you there is life. And Lord, that the church, it's a symbol to the culture that Jesus Christ lives, that he lives in the hearts of people. And Lord, I pray today for those that have not experienced this resurrection power, that have not come out of darkness into the marvelous light, that this will be a day of their own personal salvation. We love you, Master. Praise you for the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Let me preach your gospel with the power of the Spirit. Let my tongue be like that of the writer's pen. And everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. What does Easter mean? What does Easter mean to you? To some, Easter means the beginning of springtime. To others, Easter means Easter bunnies. I've got grandchildren are here today. Dyed eggs, Easter egg hunts, a new dress, a new suit, and so forth. To our ladies here at Westmoreland, Easter means work. Because they just produced and sold over 3,100 chocolate-covered Easter eggs. We're known as the Easter Egg Church. Hallelujah. I said, I want to be known as a church where the power of the Holy Ghost falls. But people call me and they say, are you the church that sells those delicious Easter eggs? Well, our ladies, they do a great job. And those monies from those sales, they're used to help educate people, to help clothe and feed the poor, to help support missionaries and many other worthwhile causes. To some, however, Easter has no meaning at all. But what does Easter really mean? What does it mean to you? I want to talk about three vital things today and that Easter should mean to everyone. First of all, Easter means hope. Secondly, Easter means love. And thirdly, Easter means grace. First of all, Easter means hope. The message that comes from the empty tomb is a message of hope. That's the message that the early church preached. But suppose there's no resurrection. The Apostle Paul, he addressed that very thing. Look at 1 Corinthians 15, 12 again. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you there's no resurrection of the dead? But if there's no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? Now look at verse 17. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins. They also which have fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable. But then Paul proclaims this great truth, 1 Corinthians 15:20. I love this. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Easter means hope. The Apostle Paul mentions an unthinkable thing here. Suppose there is no Easter. He said, if there's no Easter, then what we're doing this morning is useless. It's just a colossal waste of time. Listen, if there's no resurrection, we are wasting our time by being here. I'm wasting my time by preaching. The cantata has been wasting their time by singing. You're wasting your time by listening. And we all ought to be out doing something else. If there is no resurrection, our preaching is vain. It is futile. It is worthless. It is hopeless if Christ is still in the grave. Paul was a powerful preacher, and he preached the gospel with boldness. But here's the message of his message. Here's the very heart of his message. 1 Corinthians 15:3. He said, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died, and he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." Ah, my friends, that's the gospel. Easter means hope. And there is no preacher who can preach the gospel unless he preaches the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, if Christ is still in the grave, you're trusting something that does not deserve your faith. I mean, who wants to put their faith in Jesus if Jesus is still dead? Now, that's the difference between Jesus Christ and other religious leaders. Mohammed is still in the grave. Confucius is still in the grave. Buddha is still in the grave. Joseph Smith is still in the grave. They lived, they died, and they are dead. Jesus Christ lived, he died, and he rose again the third day. Hallelujah. And he lives. I know he lives. He lives in my heart. He lives in your heart. We've already experienced that resurrection power. And I'm so glad for his presence. That's God's seal of approval, that my son paid for your sins, and that you don't have to be a slave to darkness, and you don't have to be a slave to anything. You can come out of that light. You can come to Calvary's cross. There's power in the blood, and you can be saved, and your life can be transformed. Let's go on and praise the Lord for this resurrection power. We know he lives. He lives within our heart today. Hallelujah. You know, for many years, the people of Europe, they looked out at the Atlantic Ocean, and they wondered if there was anything beyond. The scholars of that day said you would sail off the edge of the world, that the world was flat. There's nothing else out there at all. In fact, inscribed on the coat of arms of the nation of Spain was the national motto, Ne Plus Ultra, which means there is nothing beyond. One day, however, a young man named Christopher Columbus, he sailed off into the sunset as the people watched him. Finally, after many years, months going by, his sails reappeared and the crowd was exuberant. They shouted with joy. They shouted with excitement as Christopher Columbus announced there was a land beyond. With this great news, the king changed the national motto of Spain to read Plus Ultra, meaning there is more beyond. For centuries, my friends, innumerable people, they stood by the grave of their loved ones and they wondered, is there anything beyond? But early on the first Sunday morning, the Son of God, the King of Kings, he stepped forth from the grave and declared, there is something beyond. Hallelujah. There is a paradise beyond your wildest imagination. The Bible says, eyes not seen, ears not heard. It's not even in the hearts of men, the things that God has prepared for those that love him. Christ has risen from the dead, and someday God shall wipe away all tears. He'll wipe them from my eyes, your eyes, and everybody's eyes. There'll be no more death, no more pain, no more sorrow. He said, behold, I make all things new. Yes, my friend, Easter is hope. The Bible says in Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And look at this, who gave himself for us, look, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify us unto himself a people peculiar, good, and zealous of good works. Hallelujah. Easter means hope. You know, I attended a funeral yesterday. There's a young boy that I grew up with. Many of you have met him, Denny Ray Peoples. He and I, we were best buddies when we were growing up, and he got saved, and I got saved, and we became great prayer warriors together. And I attended that, and I was coming home, and I was reflecting about our childhood memories and the things we had done. And all of a sudden, an old song just floated up out of my spirit, man. I love those songs, you know. Beyond tomorrow, my skies will all be blue. Beyond tomorrow, my dreams come true. There'll be no sorrow beyond tomorrow, for Christ will be with me throughout eternity. Beyond tomorrow, if you know it, sing it. My skies will all be blue. Beyond tomorrow, my dreams come true. There'll be no sorrow beyond tomorrow, for Christ will be with me throughout eternity. Easter means hope, my friends. Aren't you glad for the resurrection? You've got friends. I've got friends. We've got loved ones that are waiting for us. Hallelujah. So Easter means hope, but not only does Easter mean hope, secondly, Easter means love. We should never forget, though the tomb was empty, it was a tomb. It was not an empty house. It was not an empty palace. It was an empty tomb, and that empty tomb speaks of God's love. When the women arrived at the tomb on the first Easter morning, they were greeted by an angel that said, I know you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen. Come see the place where he lay. It was an empty tomb, and that empty tomb, it speaks of God's love. Look at John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It was an empty tomb. He spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Get into a church where the power of God is flowing. Get into the church where the presence of God can be felt. Get into a place, hallelujah, where Jesus is doing miracles. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. It was an empty tomb, and the Bible says, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but when he shall appear, we shall see him as he is, for we shall be like him. Thank God for resurrection power. Thank God for the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. I thank you. I just take a praise break. I'm a Pentecostal from bone all the way to my bones. Hallelujah. I just love to praise him. I've got something to praise him for, because I was dead in sin and transgression, and he reached way down into the cesspool of sin and iniquity, laid his hand upon me, said, I choose you. I wouldn't have chosen me, but he chose me. Glory to God. Go on, praise him. He's chosen you. Hallelujah. You are hand selected by God. You mean something to God. Oh, yes, my friends. Easter means love. Jesus said, greater love have no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. He called us friends while we were yet in our sins. Jesus saw us in our sins. He saw our hopeless condition. He looked beyond our faults, and he saw our need, and he gave himself for you and me. It's not enough to believe that Jesus died for your sins. If he did not rise from the dead, your faith is vain. It is useless. It is empty. So how do I know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? How do I know that this Bible is true? How do I know that all the promises of God in him are yes and amen? I'll tell you how. God raised him from the dead. Christmas was the promise of a coming Redeemer, but Easter is the proof. Hallelujah. And the resurrection was God's stamp of approval by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Look at Acts 1 and 3. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. What is an infallible proof? Let me tell you what an infallible proof is. An infallible proof is a person that has been saved and they've been filled with joy unspeakable that's full of glory. An infallible proof is a drug addict who has instantly been delivered and by the gospel message and by the power of the blood. We got some testimonies in this place. An infallible proof is when an alcoholic is instantly set free. He lays down his booze and he picks up the Bible. An infallible proof is the miracle working power of God being manifest in a human body. The healing resurrected power of Jesus flowing into a sick body. And all of a sudden cancer dies at the name of Jesus. Heart disease dies at the name of Jesus. There is no name above his name. God hath highly exalted him, given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. This place right here is filled with infallible proofs, people whose lives have been transformed. I love Hebrews 13 and 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. He is the risen, resurrected Lord of glory. He lives. He lives. Hallelujah. We know he lives because he lives in the hearts of his people, and his kingdom is not of this world. There's a world to come. Hallelujah. Every step when we get to heaven shall be a thrill. Every meal shall be a banquet. Glory to God. The Lamb's Book of Life is called the City Directory. Woo! Hallelujah. And I'm going there because I got my ticket. His name is Jesus. He is the Word of God that was made flesh and gave himself for us to redeem us. Go on and praise him that you know he's alive and he lives in your heart. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blood. Hallelujah. We were redeemed, not with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Christ, a perfect sacrifice, a lamb without spot, without blemish. Hallelujah. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you, O evil, the victory win? That's wonderful power in the blood. Hallelujah. I know there's power there because I needed a Savior. See, the world of religion wants us to believe that there are many ways to heaven, but that does not change the facts. We do not serve a dead Savior. A dead Savior is nobody's Savior. Jesus showed himself to be alive by many infallible proofs that he is the resurrection and the life. Death could not handle him. The grave could not hold him. And on that third day, God raised him from the dead in a glorified human body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He arose from the dead in the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose. He arose. Hallelujah. Christ arose. Glory to God. He lives. He lives. Sing it. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me. He talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me, he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Let's give Jesus a standing ovation. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me, he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Yes, Easter means love. Easter means hope. And lastly, Easter means grace. What is grace? Look at that little chart up there. Easter means grace. G-R-A-C-E, God's redemption at Christ's expense. That God loves you so much that he went to an old rugged cross. His son shed his precious blood so we could be born again of God's Spirit. Easter means love. Easter means grace. Amazing grace, astounding grace, astonishing grace, that the creator of the universe would come and die for the creature's sins. Look at this, Romans 5 and 8. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We are saved by God's amazing love and God's amazing grace. Look at Ephesians 2 and 8. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Think about that, that God gave his son. And then God gives you the word of God and the preaching of the cross. And it's God that gives you the grace and the faith to be saved. Look at Ephesians 2 and 8. For by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourself, it is the gift of God. No one will ever be able to stand on those streets of gold there in heaven and say, I got here because I went to church. I got here because I gave. I got here because I taught Sunday school. I got here because I witnessed. I paid my tithe. No, we'll stand there and we'll look upon the face and the one who gave himself for us. And we'll take the crowns that God has given us and we'll cast them at his feet and say, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and power and honor and power and majesty and might and dominion. For he hath created all things, and for his pleasure they are and were created. Easter means hope. Easter means love. Easter means grace. I didn't deserve God's mercy. I didn't deserve God's love. I didn't deserve God's pardon. But grace gave it to me. And grace extends it to you. All because of Easter. We talk about what happened over 2,000 years ago. And that's the most important story of all. But let me tell you something that happened to me 36 years ago. You know, a preacher that doesn't have a testimony, he doesn't have a whole lot to say anyway. But in 1982, over 36 years ago, when I was 37 years of age, I was dead. My dreams were dead. Everything around me was dead. I was dead in sin and transgressions. But on September the 26th, 1982, I came out of that grave and sin and death, and I had my own personal resurrection. Many of you have your own personal resurrection. But I was born again, and I was raised in the newness of life. Hallelujah. And on the first Easter morning, Easter 1983, I'm sitting in church on that first Easter morning after my salvation, and this song floated up. I'm not a songwriter, but God has given me many songs. He put a new song in my heart. Have you had that experience? He gives the peace of God that passeth all understanding. He gives the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Then he gives us righteousness, the righteousness of Jesus. He who knew no sin was made sin with our sin, so we can have a right standing with God and stand in his presence. But the song says, you've heard the story of the man from Galilee, how he came and how he died upon the tree. Although they mocked, condemned, and crucified him, he reigns and lives within my heart today. He's risen from the dead. The stone's been rolled away. He's risen from the dead, and he reigns on high today. He paid the price for you. He paid the price for me. By the shed blood at Mount Calvary, he paid the price for you. He paid the price for me. By the shed blood at Mount Calvary. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. That's what grace does for you and me. It breaks every bondage and chain of darkness. It frees us from our past sins. And it raises us up in the newness of his life. Thank God for Easter. What does Easter mean? Easter means hope. Easter means love. Easter means grace. Matter of fact, the Bible says that where sin did abound, grace does much more abound. Are you held in the clutches of sin today? Do you know Jesus as your personal Savior? That's what Easter is all about. On that resurrection morn, he stirred himself and came out of that grave alive forevermore. Won't you come out of the grave of sin and come to Jesus? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Mary came to the tomb of Jesus.
We'll not have a service tonight. We're going to let you spend time with your family. Celebrate Easter with them. I want everyone to come to this altar. If you've never been saved, come on to the altar with the others. It'll do you good. My mother used to say, go to church on Sunday, son. Make your week go better. I promise you to make your week go better. Make your life a lot better. Hallelujah. Everybody, come on to the altar.
Come on, the stone is rolled back, gone. The tomb is empty, gone. Sit at the Father's side.
Just come and talk to the Lord. Everybody, come on if you can get up
gone
here.
Gone over death, triumphant, gone.
Sin is